This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 15th. God's word to you today is, praise reveals. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verse 19, and it says, that night, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. When the mystery was revealed to Daniel, the first thing he did was to praise God. Daniel 2, verses 20 to 23 says, he said, praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in the darkness, though he is surrounded by light. I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. You have told me what we asked of you and revealed to us what the king demanded. Some people have one revelation, and they go all over the place claiming to have seen. There is something wrong with that. After you get the revelation, do you even praise God and spend time dancing before God? Have you spent hours interceding about what has been revealed? The first thing you do should not be to get on a megaphone. Spend hours praying about it by yourself before going on the mountaintop to call for prayer meetings. Daniel praised God, and we learn the following about God from Daniel's praise. Firstly, God has all wisdom and power. Not some or most, and definitely not just a lot, but God has all wisdom and power. Secondly, God controls the course of world events. Some people have wisdom and power, but they are inactive. Not God, He is in charge. There are a lot of things going on around us, economic issues, security issues, and all sorts of things. But He, God, is in control. Not just of the world's infrastructure, the moon and the stars, the systems, and the rhythm of the world. God controls events that are happening in the world. It is one thing to have power and wisdom. It is another to use wisdom and power. In some homes, for instance, the husband has the wisdom and power, but it is the wife that controls the events. God controls the course of world events. Selah. Thirdly, God is so much in control that he removes kings and sets up other kings. That is why nobody should be able to harass or terrorize you. In the final analysis, who sets up kings and dethrones kings? God, and he is your father, and you can go to him. No wonder those boys were so strong, because they had this understanding of God. It is so crystal in their minds. It is the image Daniel put before him, and that is why he was not panicking, but asked for time. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know he holds my future, my life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.